You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Esmeralda Alverde Duarte, and I'm here with Zenobia Todd.
Hey.
Today, we will be interviewing Rikiko Baba and Alex Pritsenko and Megan Weber.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Awesome. So if you guys could just introduce yourselves, possibly even in your native language, I think that would be pretty cool. And then let me know how you guys got involved in Rotary.
Konnichiwa. Watashi wa Baba Rikiko desu. Hello, my name is Rikiko Baba. I'm an exchange student from Japan to here, Colorado, Carbondale.
Доброго дня, я з України, і я радий бути у Колорадо сьогодні. And hello, I'm very happy to be here in Rotary, and I'm an exchange student from Ukraine.
I'm Megan Weber, I'm from Carbondale. I'm the program director of Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and I also have the pleasure of working with Rotary Youth Exchange. So in addition to all the great students that we have at ASYEP, I also get to work with our foreign exchange students and outgoing exchange students from Colorado out into the world. I was a Rotary Youth Exchange student when I was 17. I went abroad to Argentina for my senior year of high school. So I graduated from Roaring Fork High School when I was actually in Argentina.
Go Rams!
Go Rams! There's a picture of me on the wall, but I wasn't there to actually have it. But I've stayed involved with Rotary Youth Exchange since then, and now I'm the outbound coordinator for District 5470.
Megan, can you explain a little bit more about what Rotary Youth Exchange is and how it works locally?
Yeah, good question. So Rotary Youth Exchange is actually a branch of Rotary International. So if you're familiar at all with Rotary, you'll know that there are Rotary clubs all over the world, and they all function under different Rotary districts. So here in Colorado, we have a Rotary district called 5470. That's our number. And we have clubs in Aspen, Snowmass, Carbondale, Glenwood, Newcastle, Rifle, all over Colorado, all over the valley. And so Rotary Youth Exchange is affiliated with Rotary. So what we do basically is we give kids the opportunity to go study abroad for a year or for a summer program. So myself, Alex, and Rikiko all spent years studying abroad. And so every year we send kids from our district here in Colorado around the world, and we receive students from all over the world to come and live with us for a year. So, yeah.
That's very interesting. What is the application process for that like? I'm just wondering if it's difficult. How attainable is this?
it's different. I'm sure it was different for you guys than it was. Yeah, for our students. But like for example, for a Roaring Fork High School student, if you want to spend a year abroad, then there are two application steps that you go through. It includes a medical report, a dental report, a valid passport, a teacher recommendation, a essay from you, a letter from your parents, photos of yourself, and then once you are accepted by the Carbondale Rotary Club, then you're interviewed by a panel of our district representatives. And if you're accepted by them, then you get accepted into the program. We select a country for you. You can pick your top five countries, but we try to match the student with the best fit. And then we try to pick one of those top five countries, or we assign you a country, and then if you accept that country placement, then you are an outbound student. And I'm sure it was a little bit different for these guys coming here, but yeah.
That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. So for you two, I want to know what it was like moving here, and I guess just how you've liked your year here.
It was kind of nervous at first time because I was 16 and I was going like abroad over the ocean to the other country, and I was alone, so it was kind of nervous. But then it became okay, so everything was fun and I like it here.
Yeah, for me this year was So good year. Of course, first time was so nervous as well as Alex. Like, my English was, like, I didn't feel confident about my English at first. And honestly, Colorado is pretty high elevation. So at first week was just so, feel so sick with the headaches or whatever. So, but now I feel like I became so, I love Colorado because people out here is so nice, and I like the feeling or way to think out here. Like, out here, people's thinking way is like more relaxing or more just have a fun compared to Japan. So I like it. I love it.
I'm so glad. Also, your guys' English is really good, so I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was it, do you feel as though you're, like, are you guys now more confident in speaking English?
Yeah, of course, much better. So.
Yeah, when I live, like, in English environment, like, much better than, like, you talk every day in English and it becomes much better.
Did you guys know English before you came here, or did you learn it just to come here?
No.
Yeah, I knew it. Alex? Yeah, like, I was learning, like, for... A couple of years, like, at school, and so it wasn't too hard at first time.
Okay. So for me, it was, I learned English from, like, fourth, fifth grade or something, but it was more focused on writing or listening or like that, so not at all for speaking, so... So maybe that's why I didn't feel comfortable for speaking English. And other one thinks about English education for each country, as my feeling is like so depends on the countries. And like how easy to learn English, it's might be related to their native language. Like,
yeah, keep in mind that both of these guys coming from Japan and Ukraine had to relearn a new alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah.
That must be so hard.
Yeah.
So now that you guys have been, you know, in Colorado in the valley for a while, what are some of your favorite things about being here? What have you guys enjoyed and appreciated about the valley?
Nature and mountains. It's so beautiful, and all the outside activities is super fun.
Yes, it's actually a very beautiful nature here, and one of my favorite activities was kayak fishing. And I was doing it in the first family, and I went to the stepdad on fishing like for the whole day at the big lake, and it was one of my favorite days over here. Mm. It was nice.
That's so cool. How is it different from where you guys are from originally? Is it very different, or?
I mean, of course. Geography, it's so different because Colorado is so have lots of mountains, especially in this valley. So different. Like, and personally, the biggest difference I feeling is like it's the people's and the way to thinking as I said, it's so. Difference, and well, it might be because I'm in Carbondale, but I feel like people out here have a more like space in the mind, like that to enjoy the life, or more space to think about what is the best way, or what is the way for the best for them, or so.
Yeah.
I
love that.
Yeah, and so it's the same, like, we have also, like, in summer it's hot, and in winter it's cold, and it's the same in Ukraine, and in some countries it's different, like, and also I came from a big city, and so I'm used to, like, big buildings, and when I came here it was, like, unusual, like, small houses, but a lot of people, and so it's unusual.
I know...
Alex, you already mentioned what your favorite, one of your favorite days was, but if you have another one, then you can share. But what was your guys' favorite thing that you've done here during your exchange year?
So good questions.
Yeah, so in spring I was doing at Rec season school, and it actually was very fun. So I was I was in a school team, and we were doing at Rec meets every week almost, and so it was fun. All team is cheering for you, and you are cheering for them, and it's very cool.
Yeah, I love track.
Maybe my best day was as ski day. One day I went to ski day with skipping school, and and that's at the with alone, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And I'm so really enjoyed skiing.
So. I love skiing and I love track. That's awesome.
So now that you guys have been here for a while, do you have any words of wisdom that you would give to yourself if you were talking to the you that just arrived here? So back in August.
Be relaxed, be natural, just it's fine, it's good as you are, so just don't be nervous, you are good. Just that.
That's good. Lots of good wisdom in there.
Yeah, because at first I was just so nervous and I have no clue about what's happening, but I prepared for or expected and thinking what I should do, but at some point I realized that I don't need to do that. Just be yourself.
Love just that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you should be relaxed, and you should also be open to new things, because it's a new culture, new food, and everything new, and so you need to try everything and see what you like, and that's it.
That's great. Okay, so we know that you both have been DJs here this year. Do you guys like it, and what do you guys like about it?
I mean,
yeah, both of these guys have done radio shows here at ASIUP, and yeah, Rikiko has done about 4 shows, and I think Alex has done 2. I think. Yeah.
But I love this. I love doing DJs at here because just enjoyed it, and probably my favorite point of doing DJs out here is that I can play whichever song I like, and used to more speaking in the public. I'm not good at it, so first time I did DJ out here, I get so nervous and I couldn't talk well, but
you did your first show with your friend Mariana, right?
So So probably it's make it much easier to do that. And from second time, I didn't get nervous so much, but
yeah.
So it was so good experience, and I so enjoyed it.
She played a lot of Japanese music, K-pop, J-pop, Beatles.
Yeah, so we did it as another opportunity to share with your culture, you share with your music from your country, and it shows people what you listen for, what is your mood like, what you like to do, what you're singing about, and that.
Yeah, I love that. I think music is a great way to express your culture.
Yeah, it is.
Alex, what's the name of my favorite Ukrainian song?
The name of the song is Hvilemy by Skalar.
Great song.
I know. Yeah, Megan loves Ukrainian music. She was making me listen to it in the car, and it's actually good.
Yeah, I like that Ukrainian song too.
Yeah.
It's so cool and get energy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Alex has the coolest music, is what I'm hearing.
I love that you guys got to experience that. I feel like not a lot of, I don't know, I feel like just having a radio show is pretty unique, especially. So overall, you guys loved the radio shows. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Wait. Okay, before she asks the next question, do you guys like the music here, or do you like your music back home better? or like is it equal? Like, do you like both?
Yeah, equal.
Equal, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, but maybe more Japan songs mm-hmm. because of the language. Yeah. Because like in Japanese song, I can understand almost every single word, and I can feel the feeling or what they said, including the words they including. But
yeah.
Probably my English level is not reaching to that point with English songs. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's why I want to speak. I want to learn English more.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's equal. It's equal. And you feel like a special type of music you can easily listen to in another language too. So that doesn't really matter if you like it.
Now that you guys have studied abroad here in the United States of America, would you guys consider studying abroad at some point later in your higher education, if that's the path you choose? And it can be in a different country.
Like, if I gonna do study abroad at the later, probably it's at college, like go to college in other countries or some things. Because I'm done with 1 year of exchange, and now I feel like I want to stay in the country more than 1 year, and it's more. I believe that it's gonna be more great experience. So,
mm-hmm. So you want to stay, like, go again and stay more than 1 year?
Yeah, if I do that,
okay.
Not sure actually. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do one more year in the Czech Republic, so I'm definitely go to more exchange. And after that, I think I'll do maybe more, even because it's fun. You like exchange, show your culture and learn a new one.
Alex, do you have to learn Czech, or do you already know enough Czech?
Oh. I have to learn my fifth language.
Really,
yeah.
Your fifth language?
Yeah.
So fifth language?
What languages do you know?
I know. Ukrainian and Russian, like, frequently, and I know English pretty good, and now I'm also learning Spanish at school. I was learning, like, this year, and now I'm going to learn Czech language.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. Dobro noc.
Why should other students consider studying abroad in high school or studying abroad in college?
I think from my perspective as someone who went from the U.S. abroad and keeps working with exchange students. I mean, I honestly think it just changes you as a person. It's personal growth, especially if you are someone who, you know, who loves to travel, someone who's gotten a lot out of American high school, and you're just looking for something new. Going abroad is a great way to meet new people. It also looks good on a resume. We've had students get into Ivy League schools because of their exchange experiences. We like to say in Rotary Youth Exchange, we say that your exchange is not 1 year in your life, it's a life in 1 year. Because you go, like these guys said, you first get there and you're super nervous, you don't know anybody, you kind of feel like, you know, a little kid, like new kid at school. And then by the end of your year, you have a new family, you have new friends, you have a new hometown, and it makes it really hard to leave, really hard to say goodbye. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I kind of don't know why I keep doing it, because every single year I have to say goodbye to these kids. But the cool thing is you get to see them down the road. Like, who knows, you know, whether it'll be here in the U.S. or in some other country, like, maybe I'll see Alex in Czech Republic one day, or maybe I'll see Rikiko in Japan one day.
Yes.
Yeah, see your dad in Houston one day, who knows? Shout out to Rikiko's dad. I would say it's just really rewarding, and I wanted to go abroad again in college, but I didn't. But I was super glad that I had that experience in high school. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, so Rotary Youth Exchange is the most affordable exchange program in the world, especially for American students, because Rotary is so great about, we have a system of volunteers all around the world
that don't get paid. I don't get paid for my work with Rotary. We're all volunteers. And so that means we do this work because we love it. And that goes for host parents, club members, anybody involved with Rotary Youth Exchange does it because we care. So it's really, in my opinion, it's definitely the best way to go if you are an American student looking for a way to go abroad and you just have that sense of wanderlust.
Awesome. What are some other ways that people can get involved with Rotary Youth Exchange?
There's lots of ways. If you don't think going abroad is for you, we are always looking for host families. We ask our host families to have a student live with them in their home for 3 to 4 months. So each student lives with 3 to 4 host families throughout their year. Sometimes more, sometimes less, in their community. And if that's not right for you, we really encourage our community members to take our students for a day, for a weekend, take them camping, take them rafting, skiing, take them to the movies, go to a ballet class with Rikiko, take them horseback riding, just anything that you can do to give our students more opportunities to learn about our culture here in Colorado, that's how you can get involved.
So, Rikiko, mm-hmm. I heard you do ballet.
Yeah.
Did you do it in Japan before, or is it a new hobby you picked up when you moved here?
I did do ballet in Japan, it's like from when I was 10 to 13. So I have a blank from there to here, but I'm really enjoying that. And I realized that I love ballet so much.
Oh,
so I want to keep it.
I love
keep
it. Doing that. So for Alex, I want to ask you, since you're from Ukraine, what was the transition from moving there to here like?
War in Ukraine, and so all airports are closed, and so I needed to go to Poland on the train, and then I went to London and to Phoenix and then to Grand Junction. So it was a couple of flights.
It was quite the trip to get here.
And you did this all by yourself?
Yeah.
Was it hard to do it by yourself, or was it fine?
Well, I was ready for it. I was mentally ready.
You were prepared?
So, yeah.
Do exchange students go back to their country of origin at any point throughout the year, or is it a continuous stay within?
The goal is definitely for it to be a continuous year-long thing. I mean, there are certain circumstances, we had a boy from Argentina who broke his leg playing soccer, and it would have been really expensive for him to get surgery here, so he flew back to Argentina, got the surgery there, and came back, but that's an extenuating circumstance, so the goal is really for it to be a one-year thing. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like staying for a year? Was it hard for you guys to be away from your families and your friends, or did you like it? I mean, I guess it's kind of both.
Yeah, both. Of course, it's both. Sometimes I feel so sad because my friends are. Sometimes I feel like my friends are just going away. Since I'm being here, I have to repeat junior year after back to Japan. So. All of my friends are 1 year older grade, so
yeah.
I miss a lot of friends, and they're gonna graduate first 1 year earlier than me. So sad, super sad.
Yeah. So it's kind of both. So you're open. You're ready to learn new things, new culture, but you also don't forget your home and your family. So it's kind of both.
Yeah,
exchange is not easy. It's not for everybody, but it's really rewarding.
Yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you guys. How was your overall time here? Was it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
What is something that happened to you that you never thought, you never expected?
Never expected.
I feel like that's something that happens to me a lot, that I go somewhere and I'm like, wow, I never thought that I would be talking to Iron Man on the streets of New York. I don't know. Something random.
The only thing that comes to mind is this might not be funny to other people, but to me it was really funny. I was we were like for a day at Iguazu Falls on the border of Argentina and Brazil, and there was a train that like takes you around the park, and so we all had to get on this train, and I for some reason got into a train car with like six people who only spoke French. And they were all talking, like, and I think they assumed that I was French, and so they kept like looking at me, and I'd be like, I only speak English and Spanish, sorry, like, where am I? I thought I was in Argentina. So that was weird.
Yeah. See, that's.
And then I started having dreams like in French, and I don't speak French, so I don't know how that happened, but like in my dream I was fluent in French.
That's so funny.
Mommy, my things that I didn't expect it is that I became like a skiing because I hated it before I came here in some reasons, but it's super fun. Now I say
it is super fun.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And probably I have more, but
yeah,
I cannot think of it.
This has been Esmeralda
and Zenobia
with the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you so much to all who listened. Today we had Rikiko Baba, Alex Pritsenko, and Megan Weber here from the Rotary Youth Exchange Program to talk a little bit about their experiences and the program. Thank you so much to all who listened.
And thank you guys so much for coming on. It was great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a good time.
Yay.